Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. That's right.
Bing
you
bong.
Asked for it. You got it. Bart and Han, exclusively for you in New York. Bart Scott making his way from First Take, crawling into the studio, exhausted. What do you got on there? All black today. Flies open, by the way. Good thing we're not on TV. Want to zip that up? There you go.
Kuna Matatos.
Attaboy.
Phrasing.
Happy New Year, Bart Scott.
What's up, New York?
What's up, New York is right.
The New York.
Now, what's the number again? Is it 800?
Hey, man.
919-3-6,
man.
Probably not.
Listen, New York, bear with us, man. It's gonna take a minute.
Look, the best part is at least I got the streaming link out there for all the people outside of New York that, they miss us now. We're no longer on the national network. Yes, repeat again, we are no longer on the national network. We are exclusive now in New York. This is what the people wanted in New York. This is what you get. You've got us, New York content that you told us you wanted us to focus on. That's what we're doing.
Did you miss me?
No, we never went anywhere.
I know. Did you miss me?
I was getting all this at the Garden the other day. Hey, welcome back. Looking forward to having you back. I'm like, back what? You didn't go anywhere.
Same time, same station, same swag.
Just a little more New York.
What's the trigonometry, son?
Yeah. Something like that.
More Wu-Tang talk.
So I'm going to need, Ray Danahan, I'm going to need you to put the number on the screen. I'm like,
yeah.
I think it's, I used to say it accidentally.
So it used to rhyme too.
Is it like 888? No, that's the old one. 800-919-3776. Did I get that right?
Oh, snap.
Did I get that right? Can I get a ding? Can I get that right? Like that's the, oh man.
You know that.
I got it. Okay. All right. See? It's like riding a bike. Just got to get back on it. That's all. Yeah.
See, you want to ride that pony.
So you're fresh off of First Take. I know it's been a very emotional day.
For the football community.
And even last night as well. And I imagine, that's something that we certainly are going to talk about. Ironically, we start in New York, as far as New York focus. And yet, this is a national story, but it is still, it's a story that a lot of people are.
It crosses genres. You see this on CNN, Fox, every outlet. This is something that took place in front of millions and millions of people in one of the most high profile games that there have been. It has never been a Monday Night Football in recent history, I believe, that featured two teams with those type of records this late in the season.
Oh, it's a big game.
Playing for so much.
Big game. There's no doubt about it.
And yet that's secondary now.
It is now. And DeMar Hamlin, of course, as a lot of people already know, suffered cardiac arrest on the field and administered CPR, and they rushed him to the hospital nearby in Cincinnati. And, there's been very little information coming out from that.
Yeah.
Because, again, the safety from the Bills. 24 years old, only in his second season. But there hasn't been a lot of information to come out after that because, again, if you're the league, if you're the team, if you're anyone, you just don't want to say anything because you don't know anything.
Right, until you know.
But 15 minutes ago, the family did put out a statement. So I thought it was important, at least for us, to read this statement. And as I promised all the listeners, those who are interested, we will update you as things do happen. New things happen. Of course, without sounding crass.
We're at that time slot where things are.
Things do happen, during this time slot. So, again, you stay with us and we'll get you the latest. But, the most important part of this is we focus on this, yes. And I want to get your thoughts on it, certainly as as an NFL player. But there's also that feeling of we move forward, in life. And that's what we do. Yeah. And while also keeping DeMar Hamlin and his family
and empathetic
in our thoughts. So I'll read the statement and then we'll get Bart Scott's thoughts on this as an NFL player. The statement reads as such. It says, on behalf of our family, we want to express our sincere gratitude for the love and support shown to DeMar during this challenging time. We're deeply moved by the prayers, kind words, and donations from fans around the country. Remember, he had a
toy drive. Yep.
The goal was 2,500. They're over 3 million.
Plus that 4 million.
Almost filming it.
I walked in, yes.
4 million. That's amazing. The statement continues. We also want to acknowledge the dedicated first responders and healthcare professionals at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center who have provided exceptional care to DeMar. We feel so blessed to be part of the Buffalo Bills organization and to have their support. We also want to thank Coach Taylor and the Bengals for everything they've done. Your generosity and compassion mean the world to us. Yes. The statement from, again, DeMar Hamlin's family finishes with, please keep DeMar in your prayers. We will release updates as soon as we have them. So right now he is in sedation.
Sedated, yeah.
And yet he is alive.
And when you go back and you talk about, you know, thanking the medical staff, you know, I was on First Take with Uncle TB and he explained, you know, some things that I didn't know. I didn't realize that the
Mike
medical
Tannenbaum,
staff.
Uncle
right,
TB.
Right, right. That the medical staff, they drill this same scenario. Right, they go over this. They practice this in the summertime. They practice at the beginning of the season. You know, everything is coordinated. When you talk about the route to the hospital,
how to get there,
they practice this. And I think without those practice attempts, and we talk about you know how important it is. Sometimes we take it for granted. And myself as well. As we walk down the tunnel, we see the stretcher to our right. We see the ambulance posted in the mm-hmm. tunnel, and we kind of just take
there are
it for
people
granted.
There for your safety that hope they have nothing to do.
Exactly.
Like they hope for a night, I won't be busy tonight. I'll just be standing here. But on the occasion, and this is such a rare thing to happen.
It's
now
only
you played
a couple times.
You played 11 years in the NFL.
Yeah.
Obviously, you played in college. You played all your life.
Yeah, since I was 8 years old.
When you're watching this game, we were all again texting last night about this as everything was going on.
Yeah.
And we've heard from so many players that we have at ESPN that again, a lot of emotion last night. Ryan Clark, especially who everything he's been through and others as well. And obviously Troy Aikman in the moment. But what were you feeling there at that moment watching that? And then as you were hearing the severity of what took place on that field?
I mean, unfortunately, like as a player – and, you know, sometimes we've done this in the studio, right? We read the warning label on the back of the helmet. We did that, right? Mm-hmm. We did that on one of our shows. And sudden death is one of the warning labels on the back of the helmet.
Literally is.
But a lot of times when, as a player, you know, most players' biggest fear is the fact that he won't walk off the field. He won't be able to walk anymore. We've seen that. And I've seen it personally with thumbs up for Mike Utley. We saw Ryan Shazier.
Yep.
You know, be injured on the field. Reggie Brown, as a Lions fan as well. I didn't realize that when he had his head trauma, that he stopped breathing as well. That was the last time I believe that something like this has happened where they had to administer CPR.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not accustomed to seeing CPR. We're accustomed to seeing somebody get laid on their back and get their face mask taken off, their head immobilized and taken off. And last night, we were just waiting and hoping to see a thumbs up. Right? That's like the collective sigh that I'm hurt, but I'm alive. And I'm well enough to acknowledge you guys.
Right.
We never got that.
Nope.
And we've never seen players react like that because they've never openly saw CPR being administered for 9-10 minutes. It's the scariest thing, and it's the worst case scenario to see somebody lose their life on a football field. You know, fortunately, we didn't witness that, and he's still alive. But we can't have that sigh of relief, that exhale, until we know that critical but stable.
When he's—that's
all we're waiting for.
That's where he's at. He's in intensive care. He's stabilized, but he's still in critical condition. And what we're waiting for is release from hospital.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part where you can exhale.
Or conscious.
Well, that's the other part.
Breathing on his own.
He's eventually going to have to come out of the induced coma, which is basically what they've done.
Yeah.
And be able to breathe on his own, which they were saying he couldn't do that on the field. And that, you saw the raw emotion
so once
of the
in
players.
A million.
One question I do want to ask you, and it's all in the moment stuff.
Yeah.
When they postponed the game.
Yeah.
Right decision, of course, right?
Of course. Right decision. Absolutely. 100%. Like,
do you have a problem with that it took an hour?
No, because, listen, you want them to postpone the game. They're worried about the condition of the player. They ain't got time to address to you guys and say, hey, this is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to first check on the condition. Where is he going? If you're the league, what's going on? What's his status? We're not worried about your convenience because you have to wait an hour to wait to see what happens. Mm-hmm. Right? They have things that they have to take care of. I'm sure they're trying to figure out, is everything okay with his mother? Is she being transported?
Right.
And then you have to talk to the coaches and the players to mm-hmm. see what they feel. Mm-hmm. Because even if he would have regained consciousness, right, and gave the thumbs up, if people were so distraught and so disturbed that they couldn't go out there and physically, you know how you have to, how you, the mindset you have to be in to go out and want to hit somebody?
That's what I wanted to ask you. Is, and again, it's 800-919-3776 for the number. It's Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN. If, have you ever been in a game where someone was hurt enough that it stopped the game and they had, you know, it was like a serious situation and then had to, let's get back to the game now. Like, yeah, did you play in the game like that?
I've seen people get knocked out. I've seen people get concussions. I've seen people get carted off. I've seen people legs and bones come out of their skin. You know, but that's different, right? Because
it's still hard. It's gotta be hard to then turn around and say, okay, let's get back. Let's line back up now.
It's
gotta be hard.
It's hard, but at least you know, okay, that person's okay. He's alive.
Yeah, okay.
This is different. This is like, is he alive?
Yeah.
That's, you know, like.
Yeah, you saw a lot of tears and a lot of emotion because of the.
You've never seen somebody get CPR. Like, usually, like, if something happens.
And it was after, and they were frantically.
Right. And so usually if something like
going
that happens.
Going through CPR with them.
That's in the back. That's mm-hmm. in the ambulance. That's not on the field.
Yeah.
So that's when you know it's a matter of life and death. We've seen people hurt. We've never seen people in an instant, in a moment of life or death. Right? We've seen guys, you know, carried off. They got to go get medevac somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Never have we seen somebody get CPR or heard somebody getting CPR in front of us. Like, they couldn't even make it to the ambulance and something happened in the ambulance. You know, we talk about, I forget the player that, you know, his spleen or something, not Ryan Clark, but somebody, they say that they were internally bleeding and if they didn't got there a minute later.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm trying to remember now who that was. But yeah, I do remember that one, obviously. And then there's J.J. Watt, who... You know, think about it. He also had a heart issue.
Right.
He decided he was going to play. Now, years ago in the late 90s in the NHL, Chris Pronger, defenseman, Hall of Famer, took a slap shot to the chest. And it was similar to where he took the, he blocked it and then
knock it off,
didn't
rhythm.
Completely fall down. Then all of a sudden just collapsed.
Yeah.
Same thing where they had to get him off quickly and take him to the hospital. 2 weeks later, he's back on the ice. Now, he was responsive at the arena.
Right.
So a little bit different, obviously, because, you know, again, Hamlin was not responsive.
Right. I mean, and that's what you're accustomed to. Like, you know, you think, and none of us are doctors, but you think about blunt force trauma to the chest, yep. knocking the heart off rhythm.
Right.
Right. So it was that his heart stopped, or, you know, and talking to some people, you know, that's a concern in projectile type of sports. Hockey, baseball, when you got something coming really fast and it hits you in the chest.
Yep.
And we have padding there. It's not like that was exposed. That was just a 220-pound man lowering his head, going at speed, and just catching him in the right spot. Mm-hmm. And this may never happen again. That's why when people talk about, oh, what can the NFL do, and you know what process and what changes should occur, this is one of the most routine type of things that I've ever seen. This wasn't some across-the-middle Jack Tatum, you know, night train laying clothesline, like crazy hit, right? Yeah. This was a routine, relatively not soft hit,
mm-hmm.
but this is like a medium type of hit. And it's one of those things where, you know, it just reminds you how vulnerable you are, or we all are.
Yeah. You guys look like superheroes most of the time when you're out there, but the reality is, let's not forget, these are humans and human things do happen. And that just felt like one of those things that could have happened.
To anybody.
Anywhere,
any place,
and it
anytime.
Just happened to happen.
Right place,
there.
Right time.
And the best thing is that the NFL was ready. Like, they had somebody
get him,
and now we'll see, you know, where it goes from here. All right, again, it's 800-919-3776. It's Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN. Let's get some calls in here. We got David from Summit to start us off. David.
Summit. What up, Summit? That's my hood.
How are you, gentlemen? I'm going to show my age. I'm 61. About 40 years ago, I played D2 football at East Stroudsburg, and we had an incident where a player got hit in the ribs, landed on the ball, cracked his ribs, and punctured his lungs, and he was taken off the ambulance. And it shows you how much more humane the league is now. We were forced to keep playing This was also back in the day when they rationed water and gave you salt pills. So the world has changed, but I was just so happy last night to see that we've become civilized, even on the football field, where the mental capacity and the mental status of the players is more important than the game. To be honest with you, I know it's not my money, it's not my league. I can care less what happens down the road. I just want the player to be okay. That's all that matters to me.
And that's the human side of it, right?
Right.
And listen, I think it's an outpouring of support for players and what we put our bodies through, and understanding that at this time, the game, you know, they'll figure out how you replay the game, what you have to do, how it affects the Ravens, how it affects the Chiefs and the Dolphins, and moving forward. I think everybody is just trying to hope and pray that this man is okay, and that eventually that he gets an opportunity to continue to live his dream.
Man, you could figure out when to play the game. Like, you could figure that out. Like, yeah. That's the part that I like, never once, right? And again, we were talking about it last night,
yeah.
Like, while we were watching it. Like, never once is it like, well, how are they going to play? And they'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's secondary.
You know, like,
yeah.
Like
Dan
Graziano said it this morning on Get Up. He's like, you know, the league has been through this recently because of COVID. They can find a Tuesday. They can figure it out.
Yeah.
And then slide your game next week to Monday night. Like, there's always ways to figure that out.
And you know they're secondary. Working on that because they have to do that. I mean,
of course.
Have to go about the business of football and understand.
Anybody that was focused
on that.
You got to play this game. Or any of that stuff, like, you know, anybody that was focused on that didn't know the severity of the situation or is just, you know, again, cold. Like, all they care about is the game. But, you know, it was certainly the right decision. And all that stuff, logistics, that can be figured out.
Yeah.
I no problem with that. Anybody has a problem with that, you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
But I also think that for the players, I mean, it's not going to be easy.
Especially depending on the outcome.
Well, unless there's in a couple of days, you know, he's good, maybe even, you know, Diggs went to the hospital. He took an Uber to the hospital to go see him. They're close. And, you know, unless there's something like that where, you know, give the guys a message, I'm good. Like something.
Yeah.
You need that.
Yeah.
And maybe that's when you can move forward. But right now, there's no moving forward. Right now, there's just see where we're at.
Right in holding pattern.
And everybody, right. And that's okay. It's all right. It's football. We'll be fine. Let's go more calls. We got Ruben in New Haven. Ruben.
Gentlemen, how are you? Happy New Year. Awesome. Just wanted to quickly, I know the NFL is getting killed today. They're denying the whole 5-minute thing. But I do want to give
Troy
a little
Vincent
credit
said
to
that
the
never
NFL.
Occurred.
Yeah. We'll see. But I want to give a little bit of credit to the NFL and the Players Association for over the years adding in the ambulance, adding in the defibrillators, adding in specialists on the field. I know some teams even have neck and spine specialists at the games. We didn't watch that man die yesterday, which I'm going to get emotional telling you because my kids play sports. We didn't watch that man die yesterday. That was because of planning of the league and the Players Association over 20 years.
That's right.
And thankfully that happened. So we could blame the league. There's a lot of blame, but right now the kid's alive, and that's really all that matters.
Thank you, Ruben. Have a good one, guys.
Enjoy.
Thank you, Ruben. Appreciate it. And I'll tell you what. You know who you can. You know who you go back to? Hank Gathers and Dennis Byrd. Those are two situations that are why today we have what we have.
Yeah, protocols.
Because Hank Gathers, I know it was college basketball, that shook everybody.
Yeah.
And obviously Dennis Byrd.
Yeah.
That shook everybody as well.
Avis.
How can we avoid this? How can we make it? How can we at least, you know, salvage something? How can we do something?
I have that T-shirt.
That's right. You have the T-shirt he was wearing under his jersey?
That's correct.
Right?
Yep. He got it stitched back together and he gave it to me. The Patriots.
Dennis
after
Byrd.
The Patriots game. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's since passed.
After the Can't Wait game?
Yep. He gave it to me. Yep.
Wow.
So it's
that's one of your prized possessions,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, for him to say the words that he said that I embodied his spirit.
Mm.
And those are tough shoes to try and fill. You know what I mean? I try and live my life to honor those words.
And the late Dennis Byrd, of course. Yeah, and that was obviously a tragic situation
at the
time.
Yeah.
All right. Again, 800-919-3776. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We go to Westchester. Talk to Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Happy New Year, guys. How's
Happy
everything going?
Good.
Hey, I think Bart hit the nail right on the head when he said that the league handled this one correctly. They weren't concerned about getting the game going. They took the time. I mean, if you look at the tackle, it looked like a textbook tackle. He twisted. He brought him down. Everything looked perfect on it. It was probably one of those one in a million that probably will never happen again or won't happen for another 20 years. Mm-hmm. And there's really nothing you can do. It's the game of football. I thank God, you know, we pray for the family. We wish the best for them and hope he comes out of this and waiting like Bart says for the thumbs up.
Yeah, when you have a blunt force trauma type of incident that, probably the best place to be in the world is on a football field because of the expertise and because of the resources, because every minute is precious.
Mm.
Every moment without oxygen and blood flowing is precious, right? And, you know, the fact that he was there and he got such tremendous care saved his life, you know, and we hope that, you know, it continues to improve and, you know, we know that if everything comes out the right way, it's going to be because of the actions of those brave men and women that come out and volunteer at times to work NFL games and mm-hmm. that take their job seriously and that are professionals.
Yeah.
You know, that's why when you think about our first responders, you know, that we don't give them enough credit and you don't really give them praise until we need them. And, you know, we definitely needed them and our brother there's needed no them doubt. Yesterday and they performed, you know, admirably.
Yeah, there's just,
because that's a matter of life or death. And, you know, we don't applaud and thank them enough.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Again, they're there for one reason, and they hope they have nothing to do that night. Right? That's really what that is. All right, it's Bart and Han, 98.7 ESPN. And, you know, again, we'll continue with your calls on this topic, of course. It is something that we will update you throughout the show as anything new does happen here. And, again, the first chance we get at positive news, we certainly will be on top of that. But there's plenty more to get to on our show.
And it's not an easy transition to transition to a society. I'm actually trying
to figure that out.
So difficult. Yeah. So, you know, you guys help us out because we understand that we're gonna address this, but until we get any new news, it's kind of hard for us to move the story forward.
Yeah.
We don't want to be insensitive and talk about the games and games of that. So we're gonna go and we're gonna try to transition and talk about what we plan to talk about before this tragic incident.
Yeah. Can I point out one thing though?
Yeah.
Looking on the screen there.
Meh.
That's Harry Douglas and Jason Fitz. They replaced us on the national network. Two guys that we are both friendly with. We love them both.
Absolutely.
We want them to have great, great success.
Yeah, yeah.
But you feel a certain way, though? A little bit. Well, come on. Let's be honest. I mean, we love being in New York. Yes. We love that New York demanded us. They wanted us.
Bing
this
bong.
Is what they wanted.
We want answers. I want the truth. And the truth was Bart and Han.
That's right.
We came back to New York to give you what you want,
that's
baby.
What they want.
You want more? You want more Knicks? You want more Mets? I want more Mets. You want more Nets?
You want more Carlos Correa?
So we
ever going to get that answer? It's the longest situation ever.
So guys, get ready for Jets, Mets,
who?
And Nets.
Who? The Jets?
The other side, you know, we might get to the other people.
Who? What other people?
The Jets.
But that's what's going to roll this show.
Yeah.
Mets, Jets.
But that's the thing with us is that if for those who don't remember, of course, before we had moved to the National Network, it is something that we like to do. We always did the buffet.
Yeah.
We do a lot of times where it's like
too much stuff to talk about in New York.
There's a lot going on, but it's always what you again, this is always about you. Midday is generally like for you.
Yeah.
Because you know, a lot of you just like middle of the day, you kind of already know what most of the stories are.
You're down.
So what do you got on your mind? That's when we open the buffet.
You contemplate going back to work or not, so I quit today.
Yeah, right.
We're just trying to keep you employed,
like,
baby.
You're just mad like Robert Saleh, is he serious? He's keeping Mike LaFleur? Like, is he serious? Like, do you want to talk about that? Like, that's the kind
of stuff, Mike LeFleur.
That we
you gotta start saying LeFleur,
LeFleur, LeFleur. Like that's the kind of stuff we're gonna be doing with you. And I do think it's probably a good place to go next.
Yeah,
because Saleh did speak yesterday.
Sacre bleu.
And he did say one thing. Now, a couple of things might just get you a little frustrated. It's like almost like too soon. Don't want to hear this now.
Yeah.
But he said some things about where the Jets are and where they should be focused in the future, and. There's one thing, Bart, he did say that I kind of agreed with.
Okay.
And where to blame for what he said. What did he say? What did I agree with? All that's, of course, coming up. Along with your calls, it's 800-919-3776.
The first tease of the year, baby.
It is Bart Nye. All for you, New York, 98.7 ESPN. Just for you.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
800-919-3776 is the number. I'm starting to remember it again.
Oh,
it's flowing a little bit easier. At Bart and Han on Twitter, of course, if you're shy and don't want to call in. But you know our show, we do take calls.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We talk to you.
We take mo calls.
But they we also talk about other things, including.
Yeah.
And again, on what was I going to say?
Man, on the topic of DeMar Hamlin. I thought I played football. You the one with CTE?
I don't know what it is. There's a lot going on. On the DeMar Hamlin story, though, just to let anybody who's just joining us know, as we talked, we did touch it on the top of the hour, touched on it on the top of the hour. And anything new that we will get, we will certainly pass that along because it is a serious story. But we've got plenty more to do for you. And one of the topics involves the Jets and their head coach, Robert Saleh, who spoke yesterday. And Barb, man, all I had to do was watch SNY, you on the Jets postgame show, to see your face. You and Willie Colon trying to make sense of what the hell was that? But we all know what it is.
Yeah.
All right, we all know what it is. And this team, we all know, ain't going anywhere until they figure out quarterback. You can fill every position with every talented player you can have.
The reason why.
And Mike White even now let us know he ain't the one either.
The reason why the Giants are in the postseason. It's because they have had stability at the quarterback position.
Interesting you say
that. No matter what the other positions do, in and out of the lineup, when you have stability at the position, you always have a shot.
So with that in mind, I want you to listen to one of the things that Saleh did say yesterday. Because a lot of things he said, it kind of got me frustrated. Like, I'm not ready to hear this right now. You know, all of the
the chalk body still in the chalk outline.
Yeah, I don't need to hear all the happy stuff.
Yeah.
And how things are going to be fine. You know, everything is awesome. I don't need to hear that right now. I'm a little pissed off. So, but then he said something that I'm like, well, you know what? Yeah, like, you know the meme with Alonzo Mourning where he's shaking his head angry and then all of a sudden he's like, well, and then he nods like, you know, he's got a point.
Nah.
That's kind of me listening to Robert Saleh when he was asked about his belief level in Zach Wilson.
I do have conviction. I do believe in people, especially if people work, and especially when it's as important to people as football and they work as hard as a guy like Zach does. There's so many more examples in the league where if you love ball and you're really willing to work at it relentlessly, then odds are you're going to make it. And I think if any franchise would recognize that there's so many former Jets out in the NFL that are having a lot of success right now. If there's any franchise that should recognize that, hey, maybe we should give these young men a little bit of time, it'd be this organization.
Ooh, see that last part? That one hit. That last part hit me.
I missed it.
If there's a franchise that should recognize, maybe we should give these young men a little bit of time, it's this organization.
Oh, now here we go.
You don't like that?
Here we go.
Well, he's saying, look at all these former Jets.
No, I knew it. Here we go.
What? You have a problem with that? I think he's right.
Because
We throw them out. I don't have time for you. I don't have time to wait for you.
We got beat by Geno.
It only took Geno, 12 years?
Times pie.
I mean, Sam looked pretty good. They did lose. But he said look good.
Oh. So tell me this then.
So I'm saying, like, are we really going to throw the baby out with the bathwater? Are we really going to tell Zach Wilson you're cut off? I didn't say we have to start him, do we have to just get rid of him?
So bring the baby back then.
All right.
Sam Darnold's the baby. Bring the baby back.
Man, let's not. I don't know. I want my baby back, baby back.
Ooh, Chili's baby back rib.
See, there's one sponsor we can get, Chili's.
Ah.
Got him.
Are they still any franchise K-Show left?
K-Show can't have this. This is ours.
Yeah, because he don't even like condiments.
Right, that's true. He wouldn't even put anything on his ribs.
You got to have sauce on
Michael
K.
put anything on his ribs, and just eat ribs, like just the rib meat done.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I need to know.
Dry
so, rib. Don't you see, like, what he said there, it's kind of like he's almost warning. And by the way, did sound like he was sort of talking to the owner through, even to Joe Douglas, let's not just give up on people right away. But I feel like, fine, but I don't feel like he needs to be QB1 next year just because he's number two pick. Like, right. I'll go get me a Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Go get me a starter because the rest of the team needs to have the ability to win football games. They're all good enough to do it. So you got to give them something while also, but we'll keep Zach around and develop him. And if you're telling me, well, you know, you got a rookie deal and you got to strike while he's you got to get him right.
Yeah. I mean, and here's the thing, right? And we kind of talked about this yesterday.
All right.
We were just kind of chit-chatting. And in my opinion, the beauty of having a good team and having a young quarterback is that you essentially hope that the quarterback shows you that he's ready to play and lead the team in 3 years, right? You talk about Josh Allen. That year three is that most important year.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is year two looks so bad that he doesn't look like any of those guys that we know is the answer.
I think he looked worse than last year.
His second year looks equivalent to Trubisky, right? We knew that never worked out. We've seen it. We witnessed that. It looks like Marcus Mariota.
Oh.
And remember, Marcus Mariota took a team to the playoffs, and they still got rid of him.
So did Trubisky.
Right. So you understand what I'm saying. So, like, we usually know it when we see it. And I understand that they were wrong on Geno Smith, and it took them 8 years to hang around.
And they weren't wrong on Geno Smith. Geno Smith had to go for several reasons that didn't have to do with football.
Yeah, he would have got multiple regimes fired. So it's weird because you think about Joe Douglas' timeline and Salah's timeline are separate. Because Joe Douglas was here first. And so now you think about, listen, we think that maybe he can be a good quarterback one day, but are you willing to bet your career on it? That's the question. That's the
why do you have to, though?
No. I'm saying the million-dollar question is, do Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas risk their career on Zach Wilson? Because if you have an opportunity to get a quarterback
– but why?
All will be forgiven if you go get somebody that takes this team somewhere.
All right.
Because this is the problem. Does Zach Wilson look like he's going to be able to take – because the beauty of having a young team is everybody's cheap.
The negative part
about having a young team is everybody gets paid at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to pay Quinn.
What do you got left? 2 years?
2 years. You got to pay Quinnen.
Quinnen
this
Williams,
year. Right. Mm-hmm.
Right?
But that's it.
But you knew you had to pay him.
You restructured.
But your last two drafts, you don't have to pay for another 2 years.
Nah,
so you got time.
But you got to start paying him early because the value in the market is going to continue to go up.
Uh-huh.
Because you're going to have it. Like, it's beautiful, right?
I hate when you bring the business into
now,
it.
Now Becton's going on what? Year four?
Yeah.
So if Becton.
He hasn't played. He never plays.
Yes.
But why do I got to pay him? He doesn't play.
No, this is the beauty. It doesn't matter. You can be a one-hit wonder in football. They don't grow guys that big in football, right? We watched Trent Brown for the Patriots have 1 year success, get paid a boatload of money for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Raiders couldn't fix them, didn't know what was wrong with them, sent them back to New England. So it goes as such. If Becton balls out, you got to pay him, right? Because you know that you don't have
Brown. He's about next year.
Yeah, you don't have Dwayne Brown. If he balls out 1 year, you got to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Vera Tucker's right behind him. Breece Hall would be coming up. You got 2 years. You got Sauce in year three. You probably want to pay him early.
Hell yeah.
Right? And you got Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
So you're cheap now. So now you go get the quarterback and you pay the luxury tax on the quarterback and hope that Zach can develop. But Zach is going to develop. If best case scenario, Zach is Daniel Jones. We're not satisfied with him. We're not satisfied with him. And eventually he plays well enough.
Good enough, right.
Where you say, okay, Zach, we don't have a big enough body of work. So here's the deal. We're going to give you a deal, but we're not going to give you a deal that's going to cripple this franchise. We're going to give you a deal like Daniel Jones is probably going to get. Daniel Jones probably get a deal that's
short term.
It's it's just basically a punt deal, right? And we see that. We saw that with Andy Dalton.
Sort of like we're going to bet on you a little bit. You bet on yourself a little bit.
Exactly.
And maybe we'll both be happy to, in the end of this thing, we could both, he can have it out.
And if you ball out in 2 years, we'll tear this up and we'll give you the real
exactly.
extension. Right? So that's what Zach Wilson's best case scenario is. But in the meantime. Well,
what's wrong with that then?
It's nothing wrong
so
with
you
that.
Could, all right. So you're agreeing with me.
Yes,
that
you don't throw him away.
I don't think we have to throw Zach Wilson out of the building, but we don't guarantee him QB1 status.
Yeah.
He's going to have to keep working and figure it out.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we owe it to the rest of the team to go get a quarterback that we know can start right now. Joe Flacco obviously is not that guy, right?
No, you need a
Mike
guy.
White, I don't think, is that guy either. He's a free agent. Thank you, Mike White, but
you need a real guy.
You ain't the guy. So, all right.
You need real a real guy.
Who is the real guy? Guy, don't give me the answer. I have somebody in mind. I know. It's going to be hard
Such
for
you. Such a tease.
Hold back. I have a name.
You got a guy?
I got a guy.
You got a guy. In New York, everybody got a guy.
Everybody got a guy. We got a guy. I got a guy over here. All right, my guy over here. Maybe he can do a favor. The guy I'm thinking of might not be available, but you could give him an offer they can't refuse. There's another guy I know you brought up. You and I talked about this last night about another guy that you said is doable, and you have all these reasons. I love the way you broke it down. So Bart's got a guy. I got a guy for the Jets, QB1. Do you have a guy?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Yes, I did forget the number in the beginning of the show. It happens.
Listen, man.
It's like to transition back and, into the more of just like the New York focus. So I had to remember, don't give out the old number.
How many numbers do you know have memorized anyway?
Not many. Actually, I met the silent reporter, the Rockets. Mm-hmm. She follows us. Her name's Vanessa. She loves our show. Is mad that we're no longer on down there. But she came over, and then she just wanted to stay in touch. And she's like, "What's your number?" And I'm like,
"You had to look at your phone."
Yeah. I'm like, "Damn."
I'm like that too, man.
Like, I don't know. Put yours in, and I'll just text you back.
Oddly enough, the only number.
But shout out to Vanessa because she said she's listening and streaming.
It's only two numbers in my that I remember. None of them are active anymore. I remember my mother's number and my grandmother's number from 1980.
Oh, I remember my childhood phone number, the home phone number.
Because you had to.
Yeah, I remember that number.
In case you get abducted, because it was during that time we're walking to school.
Damn, man.
I grew up during a time where people were going around these vans. It's like phone. You see the movie Black Phone? It's like the movie Black Phone, man. People getting picked up and getting grabbed.
I mean, when you got kids, you don't want
to
see that.
You try to get away from the killer, and you got like, damn, he got no touchstone.
Payphone that had and you couldn't dial back. And if you missed, you put your finger in the wrong. Come on, you gotta start over.
Damn, he's coming. He's waking up. Never mind.
Oh man! All right, so.
We're talking Jets here. We'll get to the Giants stuff, of course. I mean, we have tons of time to talk Giants. They're in the playoffs.
We can always talk about the winners.
Yeah, we'll certainly get to that. We got Herm Edwards going to join us in the next hour as well. So we got lots more to get to, but we're on the Jets topic right now because it's the wound is still fresh. And also because we're kind of in that place of, all right, if we're moving on from Zach Wilson as QB1, I'm not saying throw him out, but if we're moving on.
Real competition.
What can you get? Can we all agree, like Mike White, not great story, all that stuff, man. Yeah, and it's crazy.
And it may not be his fault because he wasn't healthy. You can tell he wasn't healthy.
That's fine.
Everything was coming short, but like,
nah, we man. Good. Yeah,
you got your shot twice.
Yep.
2 years in a row, you had your shot.
Yeah, I'm good. But where can you go next? Let's see. Joe is in the car. Joe
in the car.
Hey guys, how you doing? Bart Han, first time, long time. I appreciate you, and Happy New Year.
I was
thinking, not a sexy pick, but I'm a big fan. You know, Trevor Lawrence class. He was back when the quarterbacks all came out of high school and entering college. He was number one, and that's Davis Mills in Houston. He needs a change of scenery. I think you could trade him, let's say, for Zach Wilson, who's about to grab, let's say,
Hold up, you going to give up a number one for a number five?
Ooh. Yeah, Joe, I'm going to need to do better, Joe. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. I'm going to need to do a lot better.
You got
to
give me Brandon Cooks, too.
Like, if you're showing, no doubt.
You're turn your fifth round draft pick that you about to probably get the because this week the Colts and the Texans play and a loser gets first pick, right? I think Texans are trying to secure that first overall pick so they can go get Stroud. Yeah. Or I'll tell you what, with what Stroud did in the game,
showed a lot. Yeah, you can't come back into training camp next year with Davis Mills. And Zach Wilson.
It'll
competing.
Be a mutiny. So this dude couldn't succeed in the Texans.
Garrett Wilson.
You're going to bring him here?
Garrett Wilson will I wouldn't. If he like was like, I demand a trade.
Is what is it?
Like if he went Keyshawn on us, I would have no problem with it. I would understand. I completely understand.
It's like the movie Fist Fight. After school, after practice,
we're going
to
fight.
I'm going to fight you.
Ted in Morristown. Ted, what do you got? What should the Jets do?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, all right, hear me out. It's just a little out there, but Lamar Action Jackson.
Let's go.
Make it down, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make it happen. I got an offer.
Hear the offer. All right, go ahead. What are you going to give up?
Here's the offer.
Yep.
On the phone with the Ravens.
Yeah.
You got Zach Wilson,
mm-hmm.
Mekhi Becton, this year's one, and then next year's one.
Come on.
Hold on, man. Have you got my phone tapped? Because I was sitting in the McDonald's parking lot, and Alan was driving home yesterday, and that's exactly what I said I would offer, man.
He did.
You coming after my job,
Ted? Ted, he legit offered that to me.
You coming after my job?
Ted, I swear. We were talking about it, and I asked Bart.
We want you on the Jets right now. We need you.
I asked Bart. I said, what is it going to cost me? He gave me that list, including the two picks, which this year's pick could be a 10. You never know. And I'm like, twist my arm. Like, is that what you want? Let's go. I'll drive them to Baltimore. Ted, I'm telling you, thanks for the call, Ted. So, Bart, let's just discuss that for about 90 seconds.
I came at that.
And then you could,
the Jets don't get good things. Nice things don't happen to the Jets. No.
Now, I get it. The Ravens' easiest move here is to just franchise tag Lamar Jackson.
But they know
but if what he's, if I he's gave you an ways. Offer you can't refuse? What if, like, I came to you with an insane I'm giving Lamar the money he wants because I'm Woody Johns. Like I print money.
Yes,
so I'll give him the money he wants. So Lamar will be all into it, right? I'm giving you the money because we're that desperate of a franchise. We need a great quarterback.
And it'd be his first time throwing to a number one receiver in Garrett Wilson.
Oh, my God.
A legitimate one. A guy that everybody believes is the number one because he was throwing to Hollywood Brown. You know,
are you going to shade Hollywood again? He's going to be all mad at you again. Second time around. But anyways, tell me what it would take. For
it's gonna be some number twos too in there. You can't. It's gonna be your number one, your number two.
Are the Ravens even listening, or are they hanging up every time?
Listen,
what do they do?
It's the Ravens' responsibility to listen. They have to listen, and they may have to have a hard reset. A lot of people are calling for Greg Roman's head in Baltimore. And you think about if they lose Greg Roman, they lose the system in which was built around Lamar Jackson. So who are you going to get in there? How you don't really know what Lamar Jackson is outside of that system. And they may say, you know what, we might have to make a hard reset.
Hang on a second.
They like Tyler Huntley.
Kyle Shanahan system is what the Jets have. Isn't that pretty much the skill set of Lamar Jackson? Why did they draft Trey Lance?
Well, yeah, but
they want a guy that can run multifaceted and throw when he needs to throw, but that's not really what they're about. Yeah, they're all about pitches and, you know,
RPOs.
All that stuff.
Yeah, but you know, this system is different. This is Greg Roman's system is a little different. And remember,
who's to say that Lamar Jackson could
Colin Kaepernick? No, I believe Lamar Jackson. I believe
could thrive in this.
I think he's a generational player. Right, so he's a guy that's going to always hold the backside defensive end, always hold the backside linebacker. But then in this system, I don't think they expose the quarterback as much as what they do in Baltimore.
All right, so with just about 2 minutes here, if that's that's a far-fetched dream because the Ravens,
they
really aren't going to let him go.
Former MVP is 25.
Yeah, they don't want to let him go. But still, you always put out like, all right, what's the let me shoot high, aim high. And then
shoot for the stars, land on the moon.
There you go. So if that's – where's the moon then? Give me the moon.
The moon is Derek Carr. And
Derek Carr.
Listen, Derek Carr is only 31 years old.
Keyshawn still says he's a top 10 quarterback.
I think he's a top 15.
All right, well, that's top half of the league would be nice when you have the 32nd quarterback right now.
And he's a guy that I don't think the moment would be too big for. I think he's a guy that is underappreciated.
What would it take to get him though? And what's the situation with him?
Well, I think you have to give it maybe a fourth round draft pick.
That's it?
Yeah, because listen, they want to dump that salary, and they have 3 days after the Super Bowl in which they have to make a decision on him. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're going to try and start taking calls now. So if you're able to do that, if I'm the Jets, I don't give him an extension. I just trade for him because that means contractually he can't go anywhere.
Okay.
Now that the potential out in his contract is this year. It's still $5 million of dead cap money. But, you'll get him going into year 10 for him, and his base salary would be $32 million, which the Jets can absorb because they don't have any young players they have to play. Mm-hmm. And you have to ask yourself, is Derek Carr worth two players? Because basically that stops you from signing two players. And I say yes, because he is your offense. He is your defense. Because if you're putting up points and you have a professional quarterback, Garrett Wilson's going to be alive. Elijah Moore, he's going to be able to operate your system at a much higher clip than even Mike White because he's a better quarterback. He's a more accomplished quarterback. Remember, this guy was en route maybe 4 years ago to be the MVP before he hurt his ankle, broke his ankle.
And last year, they did have a late push, got to the playoffs. And this year,
this is a Josh McDaniels thing to me.
It just seems like it's hard to believe he got his best friend to show up and be his wide receiver and his target, and it got worse, not better. And that is, to me, that's just that cautionary flag. But again, if you're saying there's no guarantees to it, you trade for him, you don't need him for long term.
Right, and if Zach Wilson shows progress, you get rid of him in 2 years.
Then you can always make that move. So
2 years, $70 million.
All right, I would still
$35 million a year.
I like the idea of shooting for the stars. Bart mentions that you can land on the moon, and that would be the moon. Somewhere is still better than where we are right now.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.